T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
I got me a Chrysler. Bangers a whale. And it's about to set
sail.
106.5 The End.
766-1065. Or you can text us at 73389. Why was your flight diverted? If you want a flight that was diverted or maybe had to make an emergency landing or was redirected, we want to hear your stories. 766-1065. Or if you text us, include your name to 73389. We bring this up because at the end of last week, Katie went to Atlanta, and this happened to you.
Yes.
What happened?
So I was flying home, and I was going from Atlanta to, I had a layover in Vegas. And I see that, like, the flight attendants, there's a lot of, like, scurrying towards the back of the plane. And I hear them say, like, if we have any medical personnel on board, could you please meet us at seat whatever? And I guess somebody had had a seizure.
Wow.
And what I didn't know was that they will call from the plane. I guess each, if I'm understanding right, each airline will have, like, a doctor on standby that you can call and say, here's what's going on. Do we need to land? And so, like, I see the flight attendant on the phone, and I can read lips pretty well, so I can kind of see what's going on. I see the woman that is the nurse get on the phone. I see the woman that was sitting next to the guy who had the seizure get on the phone. And I, like, felt the plane turn to the left in a way that was like the most sudden plane turn I'd ever felt. It wasn't like scary or anything, but you know when a plane is turning, they really take like a wide berth. And as soon as I felt that, I was like, we are not going to Vegas.
Oh.
We are. And then we had to do a layover in, or a like emergency landing basically in Dallas. And the fire department came on, brought the guy off. His girlfriend went with him. Like, he was able to walk himself off the plane. Huh. Yeah. But I put this on Facebook. That is nothing compared to what some other people have gone through.
766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. Someone texted in, flying from Atlanta to Sacramento, diverted to Arizona because the windshield cracked.
Oh, my God!
Jeez.
And the pilot said we have to land because the windshield cracked?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
You probably didn't say that. You could just, when the pilot got on, it was probably just...
Yeah, right.
They just assumed.
Jenna texted in, on my way to New York, we had to circle above the airport because of a storm. Then we almost ran out of gas. We had to stop in Pennsylvania to refuel and then return back to circle over the storm in New York. Ended up being a 9-hour flight.
Oh, my God.
Someone texted in. Someone was on your plane, Katie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did they have to say?
No way. I was on Katie's plane.
Oh. So, Kristen said on Facebook that they were redirected coming back from New York, and they had to go to Arizona because of weather. Then when they were finally like, okay, we can take off, we can take you to California, they started going down the runway. The plane stopped, turned around because a woman realized she wasn't on the right flight. And she said people were so mad that they were literally yelling at her and throwing things at this woman.
Wow. So, I mean, she must have caused a scene for it to stop on a runway. Because if you're on the wrong flight, they take off. Too bad.
Yeah. Really?
You're going to have to figure it out wherever you land. Because, all of the stuff that goes into having to take off the plane, I mean, it had to have been a big deal.
Wow.
So.
Well, Erin said that she was on a flight, and I guess there was a threat, like a bomb threat, made about that plane specifically, but the flight crew didn't get word about it till they were already in the air.
What?
So they had to, like, find an airport, land immediately. The FBI showed up, interviewed every single passenger, and they were quarantined in an abandoned gate at the Phoenix airport.
Oh, my Jeez. God.
Okay, now listen to Rose. This is crazy. They were flying from St. Louis to Sacramento, and smoke started being detected in the baggage compartment. And so they had to make an emergency landing at Area 51.
Wow!
Okay? They had to keep the shades down. No one could take pictures. Phones and cameras were confiscated. Once they deplaned, they were like bussed in a big bus to a hangar. The bus had blacked out windows. They were there for 6 hours. They brought them food and stuff to drink. And the mechanics looked over everything, then eventually decided they could leave again.
When did they probe their butts?
Don't laugh at that!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.